We're here with Coach Kevin Hickson over at Trenton High School. Your two Dream Team nominations were Jaron Whitney, senior running back, and Noah Lewis, senior linebacker. Why don't you tell us a little bit about their seasons?
Well, both of them are seniors this year. Noah was a senior captain, led our team in tackles. Good leader. This being my first year at Trenton, was one of those guys that I could count on in the summertime in the weight room, and really was a leader on the field, through his actions by leading our defense and tackles as well as, getting guys where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. Both of them have that leadership quality in them. Good kids that, come in your first year, kind of be able to trust and handle some things that they had to take care of as seniors with a new coach on in the program. So, Noah did a great job leading our defense. And Jaron also, was a second leading tackler on our defense at free safety. I think he had, 38 unassisted tackles and 60-some tackles on the year. He was also, 1,000-yard rusher, rush a ball for 123 times for 1,024 yards, 11 touchdowns on the ground and 3 in the air. And I had about an 8.7 average per carry. Both of them good football players and good leaders on their teams.
Yeah, so coming into a new team, did both these players outperform your expectations you had for them coming into the year?
Well, I tell you, Jaron really broke his collarbone his sophomore year, came back his junior year, and played some wide receiver and some slot for them, and I moved him to running back. So as far as, going above my expectations, he surely did, being a 1,000-yard rusher and having a pretty good senior loaded offensive line and a solid fullback and Mark Trump, kind of a 1-2 combination back there. Jaron did a great job of carrying the ball for us, and he definitely went over my expectations for what he was going to do this year, first year in the backfield, basically, and, coming in from being a slot receiver to running the every down back, did a really good job. And Noah just really, was a leader on the field, on the practice field as well as the game field, through his actions and his ability to, get the guys rallied up and kind of get them going.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about, their on-field accolades and their leadership. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what each kid is overall on the field and maybe off the field?
Well, I think, Jaron's also a multiple, both of Noah and Jaron are multiple sport athletes. Jaron's also a basketball and baseball player. Noah's a wrestler as well. So, they're multiple sports. So the kids, look up to them, follow them. They're leaders in other sports as well. And, having a senior group and we started out our season against Lathrop, which was kind of rough. New coach and pretty tough start in the beginning of the season. And you end up your 0-4, 0-5. Kids start to cash it in. And this senior group that I had this year did a great job, and Noah and Jaron are, part of the reason for that, keeping the guys rallying and interested and challenge. I challenged them every week, and your leaders help you keep that going, and they did a great job for us.
Yeah, so both being seniors, do any of them have expectations to play afterwards, or what are their plans after high school?
Well, I think Noah's already planned to go to. He's going to a tech school in Nevada. I think he's going to be a welder. And Jaron, he may be playing with the idea of going on at maybe an NAIA level, a Graceland type college, and playing some football, or doing something athletically, you know, or, you know, his plan, I think after talking to him, his plan is really just go to Missouri Western and go to school, you know, but if an opportunity presents itself, I think he'll look into it.
Yeah, sounds like two good players on and off the field. Once again, this was Kevin Hixon over at Trenton. His two Dream Team nominations were Jaron Whitney, senior running back, and Noah Lewis, senior linebacker.